It's Monday, September the 14th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with another procrastination boo. The less than daily boo right now. I guess I should stop apologizing for that and just saying this is probably the new normal. The summer was an experiment on a daily audio boo, and now it will be I'll audio boo frequently, but not every day. But I will keep up with it. It's just a matter of I don't know if I can keep it up on an everyday basis, at least not for the moment, as I get back in the saddle as Mr. Mom. And my wife gets back to work, and I find a routine for my own sabbatical work and research and my kids' life in school and daycare and all the rest of it. So I'll be squeezing in these audio boos, but not necessarily on a daily basis. Okay, now let's talk about what I wanted to talk about in terms of procrastination. And today, the difference between to persevere and to perseverate. To persevere is a virtue. That means that we go on in spite of what we are trying, what we don't want to do. So we persevere on a task and we get it done. But to perseverate is a problem. It's defined as the continuation of something, usually to an exceptional degree or beyond a desired point. And to perseverate is like a personality disorder in some ways. Personality disorder is to use the same coping strategy over and over and over again, even though it's not working. It's a bad one-act play. And perseveration is a very similar thing. Now, why do we perseverate? It is a form of procrastination, because I know as a graduate supervisor that there are some students who perseverate on their theses and they never hand them in, and they just want them to be perfect. So on the one hand, there's a growing body of psychological research that would tell us that the unconscious processes that really guide our lives, and we don't make change because we're not even conscious of the decisions we make. We're stuck in a deep unconscious habit and way of being. And on the other hand, there's this older humanistic perspective that explains this indecision as, quote, an escape from freedom. We don't want to be responsible for our own lives or our own choices. We abdicate our sense of self. We live in bad faith, as the existentialists call it, and act as if we had no choice. We perseverate by doing what we know how to do, what feels familiar and safe, because we lack the courage to change. Well, why should I support this second position that it's about self-affirmation and the courage to change? What scientific evidence might be there for such a position? Well, I've talked about self-regulation and willpower and self-regulation failure, and the experimental research shows there that we can deplete an individual's self-regulatory strength, but if we prompt the participants to self-affirm by thinking about their what they value and writing about what's important to them, the focusing on this higher order symbolic representation of the self, they're able to make the choices and to self-regulate again. So perseveration is a problem. It can be a huge problem in our self-regulation, and it has something to do with our goals and values. More on this in the near future. Until then, you can always check out stuff on procrastination.ca, and I've just put up a new podcast tonight for I Procrastinate Podcast if you like the listening more than the written form.